Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Gary Sutherland. Batting second. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Bailey. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Coco LaBoy. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jack Hyatt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Renko. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Renko. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Holtzman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ken Holtzman. And now, play ball. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Phillips is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Staub strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Kessinger. The throw from Hyatt and he is safe. Kessinger steals second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Beckert strikes out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fairley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops it up and throws to first, with Renko covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of 1-2. LaBoy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hundley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Fairley. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Fairley steals second. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hyatt takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Wine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2. With the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hickman, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to second. Randy Hundley, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hundley hits a fly ball into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Holtzman hits a ball on the ground towards third. LaBoy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holtzman fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sutherland is 0-for-1 in the game. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-1 in the game. Callison takes first base on ball 4. Santo moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. LaBoy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub strikes out. 1 out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hickman, who is chasing the ball. Bailey reaches third base with a triple. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. LaBoy is 0-for-1 in the game. LaBoy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert misplays the ball. That's an error on Beckert. Bailey scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 2-1, Cubs. Ron Fairley, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fairley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hyatt is 0-for-0 in the game. with a walk. Hyatt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley is called out on strikes. 1 out. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman is 0 for 1 in the game. Holtzman hits a fly ball towards left. Bailey settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Bailey. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Holtzman moves to second. Glenn Beckert batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert takes first base on ball 4. Holtzman moves to third. Kessinger moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Holtzman scores. Kessinger scores. Beckert moves to second. It's 4-1, Cubs. Claude Raymond now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Phillips. Santo reaches second base with a double. Beckert scores. Williams goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Cubs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Callison is walked intentionally. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball towards left. Bailey catches it and throws to Sutherland, who relays to Fairley to double up Callison. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wine is 0 for 1 in the game. Wine is called out on strikes. 1 out. Ron Brand pinch hits for Claude Raymond. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brand hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0 for 2 in the game. Sutherland hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Johnson now pitching. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hundley strikes out. 1 out. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman is 0 for 2 in the game. Holtzman bunts towards the mound. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Kessinger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub bunts towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards second. Beckert scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Beckert bunts towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Santo is hit by the pitch. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Callison is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Callison hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Santo moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Banks for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. LaBoy is 0-for-2 in the game. LaBoy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fairley is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hyatt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hyatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fairley moves to second. 2 outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-2 in the game. Wine takes first base on ball 4. Remy Hermoso pinch hits for Ken Johnson. Remy Hermoso is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hermoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holtzman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Carol Sembera now pitching. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hundley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Holtzman is 0-for-3 in the game. Holtzman bunts in front of the plate. Hyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. Hundley moves to second. 2 outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Paul Popovich now playing third base. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0-for-3 in the game. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Holtzman covering, for the out. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Staub is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Beckert is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Beckert moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Paul Popovich batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Popovich for the out. Beckert moves to third. Williams moves to second. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Callison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Callison strikes out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Banks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Beckert scores. Williams scores. It's 8-1, Cubs. Boots Day pinch hits for Jim Hickman. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Day hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hundley is 0-for-4 in the game. Hundley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day now playing center field. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. LaBoy is 0-for-3 in the game. LaBoy hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fairley is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Fairley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hyatt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hyatt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and Montreal Expos, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.